Henry going deep. And he's got his receiver, Adams. Slicing in for the touchdown.
Pulse of the Pack Podcast.
Play in big running room. And headed to the end zone is Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones.
Give that man the ball.
Pulse of the Pack Podcast.
Do you want to experience the thrill of a Packers game at Lambeau Field? If so, be sure to get your game tickets from the longtime trusted source in Wisconsin, Ticket King. Visit their locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay, or just go to their website, theticketking.com. Again, that's theticketking.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pulse of the Pack. It is day of 635 or something like that of quarantine, and you do not see any of our faces because what we are doing today is a simulated mock draft. And what we've done here is I have taken the role of Brian Gutekunst, Paul Bredel, who's here with me, will take the role of Milt Hendrickson, and Jason's going to take the role of Matt LaFleur. So the idea here is that the Packers, obviously we're in control here, and I'm the general manager, so I have to balance short and long-term needs, and I'll kind of break some ties if we get to that point too. We're going to do a five-round simulation. Matt, or Jason in this case, is going to be the head coach and maybe look a little more selfishly, a little more short term, those kinds of things. And Milt is kind of my head lieutenant, so he'll kind of balance both things, maybe mediate between the two of us. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, the decision is mine for the tiebreaker. So since you're all looking, here's the layout here. The board is over on this side, and the players able to be selected are on the right side over here. So guys, do we have our Zoom set up? Is everyone ready to draft?
Rock and roll.
All gas, no can break.
All righty. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to pause this at about the 15 mark just so we can reassess what's going on. But the draft has begun, and to nobody's surprise, Joe Burrow and Chase Young are 1 and 2. And we start moving down the board a little bit. Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert, Tristan Wirfs, some tackles, a run on tackles, really. Wow, 4 in a row. Kenneth Murray, CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy, and Henry Ruggs. So we just had three receivers go back to back to back after four straight tackles. Kind of an interesting draft there. So we're at the 15 mark, halfway to our pick. Guys, over here on this side, we have C.J. Henderson, Javon Kinlaw, Jordan Love, A.J. Epinesa, Austin Jackson, Yetur Gross-Matos, Denzel Mims, Justin Jefferson, Clavon Chason. Is there anybody that we want to talk about maybe making a bold move up for?
Not at this point for me. I know we have 10 draft picks, but only three of them are within the first three rounds. So I think for this time being, we got to hang on to the, you know, those precious top 100 picks.
Offensively, we've got a lot to work with still. So no, we're good.
Okay. So, wow, this is broken really nicely for the Falcons, who are going to get C.J. Henderson. Oh, they picked Kinlaw. Never mind. What do I know? C.J. Henderson was traded up for Jordan Love, Denzel Mims, and A.J.S. Epinesa was traded up for by the Tampa Bay Bucks. So we're at 22 now, and I've paused it again. Austin Jackson, DeAndre Swift, Justin Jefferson, Clavon Chason, Trevon Diggs, Jonathan Taylor, Ezra Cleveland, Christian Fulton, Xavier McKinney. Guys, again, the Vikings are on the clock now. The Dolphins move down. They have back-to-back picks here after trading with the Seahawks for C.J. Henderson, who fits just perfect with them, and I hate it. But is there anybody we want to talk about maybe moving up for now?
Jefferson is very intriguing to me, as is Taylor. And as we know, we've got some running backs that have contracts that are up in a year. So, but I think there's a lot of talent on the board, and we've got these three picks. I'm confident that we're finally going to give the offense some love this year. So I say we stay put.
Yep, I agree with that. We know from our past discussions, I've pounded the table for Justin Jefferson, but I still think we got to hold on to those draft picks for the time being, and hopefully he falls to us.
Yeah, and here's the reality is the Vikings, they ain't trading with us. Rick has the same inferiority complex that his fan base does in terms of the Vikings, so they just want to be us so badly, but they're not, and that's the reality. After that, the Dolphins might be able to take him, but I think we got to ride it out. So 22 goes, the Vikings take Trevon Diggs, and of course the Patriots, they take Justin Jefferson. So I think our move-up option is gone. I've paused it again. Patrick Queen just went with DeAndre Swift to the Dolphins. We're at 28 and 29. Like I said, I think our move-up options are gone, and we have the Ravens and the Titans ahead of us. So what I'm going to do is, Milt, I want you to get on the phone and start talking about some move-back scenarios just so we have those to discuss when we get on the clock. And then we're just going to let this play out here with the Ravens taking KJ Hamler and the Titans taking Christian Fulton out of LSU. So here's what we have available right now. Clavon Chasen, the edge rusher out of LSU. Jonathan Taylor, the running back from Wisconsin. Ezra Cleveland, tackle from Boise State. A.J. Terrell and Jeff Gladney are corners. Antoine Winfield, the defensive weapon. I'm sure Mike Pettine would love him. And some guys that you would like too, Matt. Jalen Reagor, Josh Jones. T. Higgins is available. Brandon Ayuk is still available. There are some players here. But do we have maybe a dearth of talent that makes us maybe want to consider picking up some extra picks and moving out? Milt, have you got anything for me?
Yeah, I've actually gotten two calls here. We can swap with the New York Giants at 36. So we'll get pick 36 and pick 99 from them. And our good buddy Bill O'Brien gave us a call looking to move up from 40. So we'd get pick 40 and pick 90 from Houston. One guy I do want to plug that you mentioned is Josh Jones. You know, of this tackle class, he was my fifth best option. And then there's a little bit of a drop off in my eyes. You know, we got Rick Wagner to start the season. But as we all know, when we signed him, he's only played 16 games one time since 2014. And I think of the tackles remaining, Jones is the one who can step in most quickly if needed. So that's the guy that I'm going to plug for. But we do have those trade options.
Well, and I just want to say, just to play devil's advocate here, that I know picking running backs in the first round is very risky. But you got Jonathan Taylor staring us in the face. I need a running back in this offense. And then you'd have a guy under cost control for 5 years. And we've got options if we're not able to keep Aaron Jones next year. So, you know, just something to chew on there. I wouldn't hate having a running back like that in the backfield, but I know it's a little bit of a hasty pick.
Okay. So guys, ultimately, what do you think in terms of, do we stick and pick and do we just take one of those guys? Or do you think that we should work on, I don't know if I know 40 and 90 sounds enticing. My worry is that's 10 spots. And so, for example, guys we really like in this situation, we like Jalen Reagor, we like Antoine Winfield, we like Josh Jones. And Matt, I know you mentioned Jonathan Taylor, but you also mentioned some of the detractions of taking a running back early. So that's something that maybe we can wait on. And this is a deep class, too. J.K. Dobbins is somebody we've met with. He could be available in the second round. And there's some other guys that we can potentially get later as well. So 40 and 90 from Houston or 36 and 99 from the Giants. Those are our second and third round picks. Obviously Houston's third round pick a little higher because we'd have to drop a little bit further. But what do you think, guys? I'm thinking 36 and 99 sounds like the best. Maybe we can swindle Gettleman a little bit here.
Yeah, I agree. The drop to 40 is just too far at this point.
All right. So we're going to try and get that for 36 and 99. Make sure Gettleman didn't lose his mind and he actually still wants that. So we have pick 36 and 99 for pick 30. That's been proposed and it's been accepted. So we have moved back. We're going to go back to the simulation and resume the draft. So the Giants have moved up. They take AJ Terrell, Clavon Chasen, Josh Jones just went. So did Reagor. And we are on the clock now at 36. So Josh Jones just went. Chasen just went. Ezra Cleveland is gone. So that one kind of stung a little bit because I think we really wanted in a perfect world to move back and take Josh Jones. But the Chiefs took him. Jalen Reagor went with the first pick of the second round here. So, guys, I'm looking here. I've got Jonathan Taylor, Cesar Ruiz, Antoine Winfield, Grant Delpit, and I'll kind of cut it off. Jeremy Chinn, T. Higgins, some other names there. I know that we've spent a lot on defensive backs, but I really like the idea of Winfield as a Swiss Army knife. He can play safety. He can play corner. He can play nickel. He can do a lot of different things for this defense. I think that we probably would have taken Reagor or Jones if they were available, but both of them are gone. We value the guys about the same. I'm thinking Winfield here, but I want to open it up to what you guys think as well.
I'm completely on board with you. That's who I was going to suggest as well. I mean, he's a Swiss Army knife. He's going to fit well in Mike's defense. And we kind of have a hole right now in kind of that slot nickel corners position as it is anyways. But if we put him on the deep end and the backside is safety, then we can let Darnell Savage roam and do what he does best. So I think that's just the best pick for the football team.
Yeah, and as much as I want to say another year, another defensive player first for this team, I look at the board, and when you look at a guy like Ruiz, we can historically get a player like that a little bit later, and Antoine Winfield is a hell of a football player, so that gives Mike a little bit more ammo to work with on the back end, kind of maybe help get us the ball back for the offense. So I'm good with it.
Yeah, and I think that he's somebody, he could be a better version of what we had here years ago with Micah Hyde. He's a really good football player. He's a good tackler. He has that versatility. It'll piss off some Vikings fans, which that might be a positive. I don't know. I don't really care about that stuff, but the fans might like it. I know they might be a little upset that we're passing on the Wisconsin kid. I like Ruiz, but like you mentioned, he's an interior lineman. I think we really, like I said, we really would have taken Josh Jones if he were here, but the Chiefs were unable to do, or the Chiefs did that, so we were unable to. 36, we're going to take Antoine Winfield out of Minnesota and resume the draft from here. So our next pick now is at 62. So we're going to move from here, and I'll stop it at about 50 just to reconvene and look at the board here. The Bears took some guy whose name I can't pronounce. I'm not even going to try to. And Terrell Lewis, Jason Strobridge, and Jalen Hurts is gone. So there's a quarterback we were connected with at some point. So guys, we're about 11 picks away. The Cowboys are on the clock currently. Some names that are on the board currently. Cesar Ruiz is still there. Grant Delpit, Jeremy Chinn. We could probably eliminate those guys. We could certainly talk about them if they're still available at 62, but you could probably eliminate that because we already took one of those do-it-all type players on the back end. Isaiah Wilson, the offensive tackle. Jacob Eason, Josh Uche, Lloyd Cushenberry, Ross Blacklock, Cole Kmet, the tight end Zach Bond, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Michael Pittman Jr., Laviska Shenault, Justin Matabuki, Brandon Ayuk. Guys, I'm looking at the board right now, and I just think that there's really nothing worth moving up for at this point because I don't see a run on receivers at this point. And I think that to get to 62, we have a really good opportunity to get a really good player that can help, whether that's a guy that can play in the middle or the outside like Uche or Bond. Curtis Weaver's a good player. I mentioned the receivers. Is there anybody you guys are feeling a little, I don't want to say desperate, but a little jumpy on that we want to go grab?
Nah, not for me. I mean, there's a number of guys that I like and I think would fit well here. But like I said, there's a number of them, so I'm fine waiting.
Yeah, that's fine to wait, guys. But if we start seeing a run, I'm going to get nervous here because, you know, I keep going back to how we struck it rich with Devontae in 2014 in the second round. It seems to be a sweet spot for this organization. So if we start to see a run, I might jump in and hit the panic button a little bit.
All right, so I'm going to resume this draft, and we're going to go through this. I'll stop again at 56. That's right before we pick. It's over some teams. So the Cowboys took Michael Pittman. That sucks. Laviska Shenault, Malik Harrison, Jeremy Chinn, Lloyd Cushenberry, and Neville Gallimore. Okay, so the Rams are on the clock now at 57. The receivers that I just mentioned, we really liked Michael Pittman. We really wanted him to potentially fall to 62. Guys, I'm looking now. Again on the clock, Cesar Ruiz, Grant Delpit, Isaiah Wilson, Josh Uche, Ross Blacklock, Curtis Weaver, Cole Kmet, Zach Bond, and Brandon Ayuk. And Ayuk's about the highest rated receiver that we have at this point for quite some time. So the question I have then is the Rams, Vikings, Seahawks, Ravens, and Titans are ahead of us now. The Rams moved up in the first round, and I cannot find them because, of course, and I imagined that happened in my head. So the Rams didn't move up. We have the Titans took a corner. The Ravens took a receiver, so they probably won't double up there. Do we feel confident that Ayuk's going to fall that far? The Vikings' first two picks were Xavier McKinney, the safety, and Trevon Diggs, the cornerback. So Mike Zimmer loves his defensive backs. Do we try something with the Rams to go get Brandon Ayuk, or are you guys okay waiting on maybe – I don't want to say settle, but having to go for a lineman, a linebacker like Uche or Bond, a defensive tackle like Blacklock. What do you guys think here as far as moving forward here at the position? We do have 2 third-round picks and a 4th-round pick now as a result of that trade that we made.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. I really like Brandon, and I don't trust the Vikings. So I think we consider making a move here, given that we've got a little bit of extra ammo. We're starting to get, you know, into the back half of that top 100, and you know, we need to get some talent catching the ball from Aaron. So I think we consider making a move here. I just don't trust Minnesota in this spot.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think a 4th-rounder is as high as I would go, But if we do give the fourth rounder and they accept that, we're still kind of in the same position that we were. You know, we have four picks within the first four rounds, except four of our picks are in the top 100 now instead of the top 136. And I love Aiyuk, what he can bring to this team. It's just a presence that we didn't have last year. So I'm all for that.
So let's see what we can do here. Let's check on the Rams. Let's see. Lesnie doesn't have any picks either, so they might be willing to do that. So we want pick 57. So let's just say we'll trade them pick 64 and our fifth round pick at 175. Let's just lowball them and see what happens. And that trade was declined. Okay, so they kind of gave me the finger on that. So let's just see then. We're willing to give the fourth, right?
Right.
So 62 and 136 for 57. Let's see if they do that. And that trade has been accepted. So we are now on the clock, and we have moved in front of the Vikings, moved up five spots, and we are going to take Brandon Aiyuk. Is that correct?
No doubt.
Okay, so just a real quick go through the board just again to make sure we have all of our ducks in a row. They gave us a little time. We can kind of cheat like Belichick a little bit and say that we had some technical difficulties or something like that. I have a baby as my IT girl anyways, so we're fine. Cesar Ruiz, Grant Delpit, Isaiah Wilson, Josh Uche, Ross Blacklock, Cole Kmet, Zach Bond, Lucas Niang, Justin Matabuike, and Brandon Aiyuk. So I think, are you guys on board with Aiyuk?
Absolutely.
Okay. So yep. We are on the board that with Brandon Aiyuk then, and the trade has been processed, and Brandon Aiyuk is now a Green Bay Packer. So through our first two rounds, just to recap for everybody in case you're joining or miss or don't listen or whatever, we moved out of the first round and we took Antoine Winfield with the 36th pick that we got from the Giants. Then we moved up from 62 to 57 to get Brandon Aiyuk after the Cowboys took Michael Pittman and the Rams took Laviska Shenault. We did that to jump in front of the Vikings, who then traded out, which tells me that they also wanted Brandon Aiyuk. So we kind of gave them the finger, which was fun and always to do that. So we're going to go. We are not on the clock again now until pick 94. So what I'll do is I'll stop this around pick 70 and see if we want to make a bold move here. The end of the first round, Josh Uche, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Cesar Ruiz, Jacob Eason, Bross Lacklock, Curtis Weaver, Cole Kmet, Zach Bond, Gabriel Davis, Matt Hennessy, and Adam Trautman as the 70th pick. So guys, on the clock, on the board, we have Grant Delpit, Lucas Niang, Justin Matabuike, Tyler Biadasz, Jordan Elliott, Lynn Bowden, Akeem Davis-Gaither, James Lynch, Devin DuVernay, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Harrison Bryant. I don't think that we really need to be moving up from 94 at this point. Anybody?
Man, I didn't think that Grant would fall that far. I guess, you know, crystal ball. I like Antoine a lot, but that would have been intriguing. But yeah, you know, I think we stay put. I mean, we still have, you know, I've had my eye on DPJ for a while, and we know we like the Michigan program. That's my input there.
Yeah, I've heard it's great to be a Michigan Wolverine. Milt, what do you think on anything? Are we moving up or are we just kind of just letting it play out? We'd have to move 20 slots, so that might be a little steep at this point. But is there anybody we want to keep our eyes on as this board progresses?
I think the tackle group in general. Like I said, you know, we have Rick Wagner, but, you know, he's got an injury history. We also need to plan for the future at that right tackle position. So Goody, keep your eyes on the tackle position and kind of who's available. But for the time being, let's keep rolling.
Yeah, there's a group right here of three guys that I really like looking at, and that's Delpit, Niang, and Matabuike. I think any of them. Delpit's somebody who I just think – I didn't really like him as a first-round pick necessarily, but he's way too talented to be the 94th pick. I know we took Winfield, but this might be a conversation worth looking into should we get there. But, yeah, we're going to let it roll. So the Chargers – and Chase Claypool, one of our guys that we probably like, is gone. Lucas Niang just went there. Tyler Biadasz, John Simpson, Joe Bashy, Logan Wilson, Lynn Bowden, Terrell Burgess. And now we are 10 picks away. The Lions aren't going to trade with us, so I'll let it go one more. A.J. Dillon went. The Bills are on the clock currently, and we are at pick 94. We're eight slots away. And we still have Delpit, James Lynch, DuVernay, Peoples-Jones, Damon Arnette, Brian Edwards, Matt Pert. That might be the sweet spot here if we can figure out a way to get him to fall to one of our third-round picks. Ben Bartsch is also somebody. Bryson Hopkins might be somebody that we look into. Guys, I'm still on the let this thing play out. But Milt, what I want you to do is start looking in the for our 99th pick. For 94, I think we should be able to stick and pick somebody we like. But for 99, I really want to get back into the fourth round. So maybe check on the Bengals or the Giants or somebody like that and just see what kind of picks they have, what we might have to offer to move back a little bit, because maybe we stick and pick at 99, but I do want some trade scenarios for that as well. If you could start working on that. But guys, we're going to resume the draft, because like I said, I don't think that we don't necessarily have the ammo to move up right now. And I don't know if there's anybody that we just have to pound the table for and move up on. So I'm going to let it roll. The Bills have taken James Lynch. The Patriots take Greenard. Grant Delpit is gone. Rashard Lawrence, Darnay Holmes, Troy Pride, Damon Arnett, and Devin Duvernay went right before us, which really, really stinks because I really like him. Okay, so we have Brandon Ayuk. We have Antoine Winfield. We are at pick 94. Matt Peart and Ben Bartsch are both available. Donovan Peoples-Jones is available. Harrison Bryant, Jacob Phillips, the linebacker, Brian Edwards, the wide receiver, Willie Gay, the linebacker, Van Jefferson, Devin Asiasi, Josh Kelly. Okay, boys, let's go through a few things here. Matt, I want to talk to you first. We got you a little toy to play with on offense. What are you thinking now here at the 94th selection with some of the names I just mentioned?
Give me another one. Give me another one, because we've got Ricky this year. And I know, Milt, you made some good points about what we're probably going to get from him. But don't forget, Jared Veldier is still out there, and he's familiar with this offense. I mean, he could also be an option for us. I know we might be getting a little top-heavy at tackle, but that could push tackle back a little bit. I say get us another weapon there, because Peoples-Jones is the size profile that we need, and I think he's a lot better than what he showed in college, just simply because of the quarterback situation. I've got a good friend who's a Michigan fan who made that astute observation several times. So I say, let's go receiver. Let's double up.
Well, Matt, I know Veldier is out there, but that doesn't really solve our long-term, problem. He filled in very well. I think over the course of a 16-game season, he'd get exposed a little bit more, quite a bit more than what he did in that small sample size. And also a year from now, this doesn't, exactly put it. We're back in the same situation that we kind of are now, or we'd be looking for a short-term solution. And right now it's a luxury. We have Rick Wagner. We have David Bakhtiari. I like Ben Bartsch. I know he's a small school guy, but he's got solid technique, good athleticism, played very well at the Senior Bowl against, the upper echelon of talent. So I think having taken Ben Bartsch here and having him have a year to get stronger and then learning behind Wagner and Bakhtiari, I think that's just the way to go for the long-term plan.
Okay, so I've got one vote for Peoples-Jones and I've got one vote for Ben Bartsch. Now, remember, we do have a pick here 5 picks from now. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Here's what I think, and I think Matt's right, and here's why. I think that if you look at, do you guys think that Brandon Ayuk has the upside to be our number one wide receiver if Davante Adams goes down?
It's a long shot. I like Brandon a lot, but I think number one is a long shot.
Okay, Milt?
No, I do not.
No, you
He's
don't.
Complimentary.
Okay. And I know this guy is boomer bust, but guess what? We took a guy that was boomer bust last season out of Michigan, and his name is Ramshow Gary. Excuse me, it's Rashawn. Some idiot at a bar, I think, said his name was Ramshow once. But either way, Rashawn's going to work out for us. This is a guy who we took Ayuk early, so we can afford to let him wait a little bit, very similar to what we did last year with Gary. He can return punts, he can return kickoffs, and potentially grow into our big slot to replace Alan Lazard, Davante Adams, some of the guys we're going to put through there. Ayuk will get some snaps there as well. But I think the upside here is wide receiver one type stuff. Now, he very well might bust, but he's a 99th percentile athlete. You guys know I love me some tall, long athletes. I think at pick 94, we're going to go with Peoples-Jones, and we're going to hope that Bartsch or Peart are available. They're both sitting there. I also think that we can take this a little slow too and take, because here's my thing. I think it's possible that one of Bartsch or Peart falls to that spot. I don't think Peoples-Jones is going to fall 5 more picks. The Broncos are there. They need some help. The Chiefs, he'd be a different body type for them. The Browns, they're always talking about trading Landry or Beckham, and the Patriots are the Patriots. So they're annoying in every facet. Okay. So we're going to go with Peoples-Jones at this pick, and Milt, start praying to whoever it is you pray to that we can get one of them tackles. So Peoples Jones is ours, along with Brandon Ayuk and Antoine Winfield. The Vikings moved up and took Bryan Edwards. Matt Peart is off the board. The Browns and the Patriots are ahead of us. Ben Bartsch is still available. And so is Willie Gay Jr. Harrison Bryan is there. Bryson Hopkins is here. Van Jefferson, AJ Green, Devin Asiasi. It looks like we're kind of getting into the range of the running back, receiver, off-ball linebacker type stuff. So here's the thing is, guys, the highest rated tackle available for quite some time here, it looks like, is Ben Bartsch. So let me pull this in here and pull up the tackles. Yeah, so otherwise we're looking at Jack Driscoll around 126, Robert Hunt, Charlie Heck. I like him as a later guy. Sadiq Charles. What do you guys think as far as Bartsch and trying to improve our tackle spot? We have two slots in front of us.
I also have one other element to add to the mix here. The Cincinnati Bengals, they are willing to move up from 107 to 99. And on top of that, we'll get pick 180, so a fifth rounder. So we'll have pick 175 and pick 180. I am comfortable with that because I do think or hope, I guess, that Jack Driscoll will be there. SEC player, athletic, very, very good technique. He's someone that I like as well. So I'm open to that as long as, you know, I do want to note that we should be making tackle a priority at this point, though.
And I agree. Matt, what do you think? Do you think we should, let's say this, let's say Ben Bartsch is available at 99. Do we stick and pick, or do we rate Bartsch and Driscoll closely enough that we want to move and pick up that extra fifth rounder?
To me, they're both great players. I'd be happy to have either one. So if we can get some value there and we feel confident with it, I'm good with making a move there. But I do agree, it's time to start fortifying that line and protect the quarterback a little bit.
Matt, you're such a politically correct person. Okay, guys, so we're not going to move up with Cleveland. That's out of the question, right?
Yep.
Okay, we're not going to move up with Cleveland then. What we're going to do is we're going to let these two picks play out and see who's available and see what we weigh better, okay? So the Browns took Jacob Phillips and the Patriots took Harrison Bryant. So Ben Bartsch is available. Or we could take, what was the trade again, Milt? 107 and?
180.
180 for 99. Again, so do we like Bartsch a lot more than Driscoll? Or do we risk moving the eight slots that it would take and pick up the fifth rounder to potentially take some more of those mid-round offensive linemen? Matt, you have the floor. What do you think? I know you kind of mentioned earlier Bartsch and Driscoll is kind of where we're looking at the offensive tackle side of things. Or if we want to stick and pick, we can obviously do some other stuff. Willie Gay Jr. is available. Bryson Hopkins at the tight end position. Devin Asiasi is available. Van Jefferson. AJ Green, not to be confused with the receiver. And some of the running backs are available as well. But what do you think? We're gonna stick to the tackle position, or is there somebody else that kind of caught your eye?
No, I mean, I'm good with all those options. All of those sound good, but I think we can pick up some more strikes with the iron. I think we maybe think about doing that.
All right, Milt, you still got the guy from Cincinnati on the phone?
Yep, I say we do it. We got two tackles and eight spots to work with. So, I think we should be able to get one of them.
So we want the Bengals. I want to give them pick 99 for pick 107 and 180. Correct? Everybody on board? Let's try and swindle them a little bit and get 147. It wasn't. I figured I would try. All right, so the Bengals, it's 107 and 180 for 99. And we are moving out. So that has been accepted. We're going to go back to the simulation. The Bengals have taken Ishmael, Eno Benjamin, Ben Bartsch is gone, Devin Asiasi, Cam Dantzler, Zach Moss, Willie Gay Jr., and Kenny, I don't know how to say that name, from Michigan State. I'm sorry, guys. So, okay, we gambled a little bit on Bartsch and we lost. The Seahawks took him, which shouldn't surprise me in the slightest, but it doesn't. It doesn't. So, best available prospects right now, according to the board. Bryson Hopkins, the tight end from Purdue, Van Jefferson, AJ Green, Josh Kelly, Cam Akers, Jordan Brooks, Javaris Davis, Colin Johnson, Bryce Hall, KJ Hill, and then I mentioned Jack Driscoll is the best available offensive tackle at this point. Guys, it would be a bit of a reach at this point. We do have 107, and we moved that fourth rounder earlier to move up and get Ayuk. So this is the only pick we have for quite some time. So that's the thought is, do we reach on a tackle a little bit just to make sure that we get him and then kind of move from there? Or is there somebody that you guys are just absolutely in love with and you cannot live without?
I'm fine taking Driscoll here. I know on this ranking here, he's listed as the 126 prospect overall. I think he's higher than that. And then when we factor in the importance of the tackle position, the need that we have for it right now and for the future, I'm definitely comfortable with that pick and don't think it's really much of a reach.
Yeah, let's go get our tackle.
I agree, guys. He's right tackle from Auburn. We really like him. Big fella. He's going to be able to do some things. We're going to take Jack Driscoll with the first pick of the fourth round. And I think we made out okay there. We still were able to get the tackle we wanted. I don't think there's a lot of guys. Maybe give some consideration to Bryson Hopkins, but we've taken two receivers, and I think that kind of reduces the need for another tight end. And we really believe in Jay Sternberger. So I think that we're going to go with Jack Driscoll, the offensive tackle, out of Auburn, and that is going to be our last pick here until about the middle of the fifth round. So we're just going to kind of let this ride a little bit. Guys, we could potentially package our two fifths and move up, but right now I don't think that there's really a whole lot available. We could talk a little bit more maybe as it gets a little bit closer. So just for – I pause this a little bit. Our next pick is at 175. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, that's correct.
That is correct. Okay, we have pick 175, and that is it. I don't know why I thought we had two fifth rounders, but we don't. So that's okay.
Yeah, we got pick 180. That's the first pick around six.
Oh, okay. All right. So that is not going to be part of this simulation. So we're just going to let this run to pick 175 then and just kind of see what happens and who's available. Troy Dye is gone. That kind of stinks. We would have really liked him. Solomon Kinley's a nice little interior lineman. James Morgan, that's quarterback we've done some homework on. And Kalik Hudson, Hunter Bryant. That one would have been a really nice luxury in the fifth round. But it's just kind of running here a little bit. And we're into the fifth round now. We're at pick 160 approximately. And some of the prospects' names are starting to fly off the board. This gets kind of boring once you... don't have any picks, but hey, that's the price we paid for doing business, I suppose. And I feel good about our class so far. Thad Moss is gone. That would have been unfortunate. That's a nice little dig at the Vikings too. So 175 is up and we are on the clock. So just to recap real quick, our draft class thus far is Donovan Peoples-Jones. We took him on day two. We took Brandon Ayuk on day two. And the start of day three, we were able to take Jack Driscoll to go with Antoine Winfield Jr. as our first pick after trading out of the first round. So, guys, we've gone defensive back, jack of all trades. We've got two receivers. We've got an offensive lineman. Best available players at this moment in time. I do want to search for one just to see if he's available, and he is. So that's good news, and we'll talk about him in a minute. Nick Harris, the center from Washington. Lavert Hill, the cornerback from Michigan. Alohi Gilman, the safety from Notre Dame. LaMichael Perrine. Steven Sullivan, the tight end. Sadiq Charles, that's another big offensive lineman. James Proche, if we really want to get wild with some of the receiver stuff that we're doing here. Some running backs available. They took, not that long ago, Antonio Gibson came off the board, which, Matt, I'm sorry, that would have been great for your offense. But the best available running backs are Perrine and James Robinson from Illinois State. And after that, it kind of drops off a little bit from there. So, guys, this is our last pick of the simulation. Like I mentioned, we went with a defensive back, we've got two receivers, and we've got an offensive tackle with the picks that we've made so far. Is there any name that I mentioned that stuck out to you guys? Matt, I can start with you. What are you thinking?
Well, I like Sadiq a lot, and I know we already picked a tackle, but having some depth there wouldn't be a bad thing. And at this point in the draft, I think BPA has to kind of be front and center. You know, I'd like to get a running back, but I don't love any of those guys who are left. And I think we're going to have a good stable of options next year as well, too, when we do have our two guys still for this one season this year. So that would be my guy.
Nope.
Would you mind going over the defensive tackles or just the first one or two?
Sure. So, yeah, for defensive tackles, we have Khalil Davis from Nebraska. We have Larrell Murchison from NC State. We have Benito Jones. We have Raekwon Williams. And that's when it kind of starts to drop off a little bit. Defensive ends, James Smith-Williams from NC State, Ladarius Hamilton, DJ Wonnum, Malcolm Roach from Texas, Derek Tuska from Oklahoma State. Linebackers, if you want to go there, we have TJ Brunson, Shaquille Waterman, Sage Lewis, Dante Olsen. What do you guys think?
I mean, I like the Khalil Davis pick. Super, super athletic guy. See his relative athletic score is 9.18. Had a nice season at Nebraska last year. And when I'm kind of going through the positions that we still or that I'd like to check off if it ends up working out, defensive tackles on there as far as adding someone else to the mix with Kenny and Dean and Lancaster, Montravius, all those guys.
Yeah, that's one. I think that when it comes to this defensive tackle class, that's one where we probably wanted to take one early. And we just weren't able to do that for a bunch of different reasons. So we have, I really think that we're looking either Matt mentioned Sadiq Charles as an offensive lineman. Levert Hill is a cornerback, played a lot of man coverage over at Michigan. And an interior offensive lineman that we might be able to sneak in with that first pick of the sixth round is John Runyon Jr. that we currently have. And he's somebody, he just fits the Packers mold, right? I mean, he's a big athlete, he's a good athlete, has the pedigree, all that stuff. But I think we can wait on him, and I will promise you that he will be pick 180 if he's available. So we're in a bit of a tough spot here. Not really a tough spot, I shouldn't say that. But we're looking at corners. We're looking at Davis might be the answer there at defensive tackle, or Sadiq Charles is somebody who can play. I mean, Driscoll's somebody we could potentially move inside. The same goes for Charles here. The value might be okay. Honestly, I mean, the depth of the offensive line here is certainly something that we can also continue to look into. So did I say anything that maybe boggled something in some of your guys' minds?
Yeah, for me, the Sadiq Charles, as you mentioned, either him or Driscoll could kick inside. And then, you know, as we're looking ahead to the 2021 offseason, you know, we potentially have an out of Billy Turner's contract. Corey Lindsley's a free agent as well, along with Bakhtiari Clark, King Jones, Jamal Williams. So we got a lot of guys we got to take care of. So I think of the guys that you've gone over, he's best available, especially as far as like just potential goes. And we always have the option to move someone inside if needed. So I can be on board with that.
Matt, you're still good, I assume?
That's my guy, yep.
That's your guy. Okay, so we're going to take Sadiq Charles at pick 175, excuse me, and the draft is going to resume, and that's going to be about the end of our simulation. Levert Hill just went to the Vikings, so that sucks. But John Runyon Jr. is going to be pick number 180. So the Packers have taken three offensive linemen, and just like I've said for as long as I can remember that they were going to. So you guys can see the screen now. We have Antoine Winfield. We have Brandon Ayuk. We have Donovan Peoples-Jones. We have Jack Driscoll and Sadiq Charles. So we have two offensive linemen, two receivers, and a jack-of-all. The safety is just so he has a position, but a jack-of-all-trades defensive back, defensive weapon, if you want to use the old Denard Robinson monikers. So, guys, let's go through real quick. Matt, let me start with you. What do you think we did well in this draft class? And let's just start on the positive side of things.
Everything. Everything. Hell of a draft class. This could not have worked out better for what I was hoping for. We need offense. We needed to focus on it. We did it. We got great value, and we still got some really good players. I'm really excited about our new pass catchers, and I think we've got some protection for our quarterbacks for a while. Didn't get a running back or a tight end, but I think for right now this year, we're set. Tight ends were slim pickings. We still got ourselves a good defensive player, so we did add a little bit to that defense. I think we did great. I think we did a great job. Nice job, Brian.
Yeah, and I think that we can get we didn't do the sixth and the seventh round here, but I do think Dalton Keene is somebody that we can grab here either in the later stages or in the preferred free agency class. So that's something we can look to on the tight end side of things. Running backs, as of right now, I think we're going to have to put some faith in Dexter Williams and Tyler Irvin. hope that one of them maybe takes the ball and runs with it. Maybe we have 3 sixth-round picks, so maybe that's something that we can look into with one of those picks. But at this point, Milt, like I said, what do you think we did well?
We got some weapons on offense. Peoples Jones, Brandon Ayuk, and then I really love the first pick getting Antoine Winfield. I mean, you've said it multiple times. He's a jack of all trades. He's going to fit well in Mike's system there. And then, you know, the ESPNs of the world or whoever, the talking heads, might kill us a little bit for the offensive line picks, but we got hope, you know, we should be able to find our right tackle the future in there. We got some guys that can kick inside because we've got question marks this upcoming year. You don't see bad offensive lines winning Super Bowls. So I like those selections.
Not very often, no. So, okay, so we got those selections down. That's what we did well. Milt, there are some things that obviously we can't do in every single draft, but what are some things that you think that you could go back to and wish that we had done better?
I think the two positions I would have liked to address, and the opportunity never really presented itself. We never even talked about them until, you know, the very end here, defensive tackle. But we know that a guy like Snacks Harrison is still on the market right now that we could probably get for a cheap contract on a 1-year deal. And then the other position would have been cornerback. I know we got Winfield who can do a little bit of everything, but I think we need more depth there. We have Jair, Kevin King, he's had some injury history. He's a free agent next year. Josh Jackson hasn't seen the field. Kadar Holman's an unknown. So I would have liked to get a cornerback earlier, but like I said, the opportunity never really presented itself, and obviously we don't want to be reaching.
And Matt, what do you think we could have done maybe a little bit better?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it being fair, we want to beef up the middle of the defense a little bit, maybe even linebacker and get some help in there. I know we've got Christian as our free agent guy, but it all came down to kind of how the board fell. And I still think we had a hell of a draft. We were able to move around and get some additional picks, and we didn't have to mortgage any of our future to do it. So I don't really have a whole lot of complaints.
Yeah, I think that the one, and this is something that it doesn't really hurt because I think we were able to address it later with one guy I really like in Driscoll and another swing that I think on a prospect in Charles that we should be able to feel good about. But moving out and hoping to gamble, I think we may have gambled and lost a little bit with the Josh Jones move. But at the same time, getting a guy like Winfield where we were able to get him, I really got a hard time complaining about that. Like I mentioned earlier, he fits Mike's system perfectly. Brandon Ayuk was, I thought, a savvy trade as a result of being able, we were able to kind of play around a little bit and move up and get Brandon Ayuk there and jump in front of Minnesota, who was going to take him because they moved out right after we picked him. Pick 94, Donovan Peoples-Jones. I know a lot of people would be really upset if we took him early. He really fits our profile. That's something, it's a pick I love at pick 94. Like I said, and when we were talking about it, that's wide receiver one potential. We didn't miss on the tackle by being able to make that move out. We still had a chance to pick Barch or Driscoll. Barch went before. We got Driscoll, and we got Charles. Overall, my assessment on what we could have done better, I would have liked, and I think, Milt, you mentioned it, being able to add somebody in the defensive trenches. We might have to make a phone call or two to see if we can find a defensive lineman in addition to hoping that Kingsley Keke takes a step for us this year. Maybe Montrevious Adams can make a couple plays too, in addition to obviously what we already have up front with Dean Lowry and Kenny Clark. And then on the linebacker side of things, like you mentioned, it just never really presented itself to where it made sense for us to do it. Troy Dye was gone in the middle rounds. Willie Gay Jr. was really gone in the middle rounds. We didn't have a chance. Kenneth Murray went early in the first round. Patrick Queen went before we were able to pick. We could have moved up for him, but with the way we don't really value that position all that much, I think that that wouldn't have been a prudent move to move up and grab him. But I like the class. Like I mentioned, we have some sixes and sevens that we can still play around with a little bit later on and grab, you know, that blocking tight end, that running back that you guys were talking about. Maybe we take a swing on a defensive lineman and hope something like that works out. The run-stuffing defensive lineman that everybody kind of has been clamoring for is something that you really can find those guys all over the place. A couple years ago, we had Quentin Dial in here as somebody that we were able to grab, and we grabbed him off the scrap heap, and he did a good job for us as a one-dimensional run defender. So we'll see if that's something that we're able to do here in the sixth and the seventh rounds. But overall, I think for five rounds, guys, we did a good job. We worked the phones. I think we moved back when it was necessary. We moved up when it was necessary, able to secure one of our top six wide receivers in Brandon Ayuk. Had some nice luxuries. And I think this offense, Matt, I mean, honestly, no more excuses. You know, I don't think that we can have the excuse if we don't have enough weapons. We've got some competition in camp. We've got the quarterback. We've got some protection for him. Hopefully Driscoll is able to get up and running soon, and our defense takes a step with Winfield and some of those guys we have in that front seven. So overall, guys, good job. I think it's time to go get some beers out of my garage fridge, and I drink Spotted Cow, in case you guys, that was the mystery from last year. So Spotted Cow is what's in my garage fridge right now. So boys, thank you, and we'll do this again next year, I'm sure. So thanks for having us, guys. I hope you enjoyed that simulation. Paul and Jason, you guys can now resume your roles as normal nobodies, just like I will. And guys, let's have some fun with this. Enjoy draft night, and go Pack, go.
Of the Pack Podcast.